J.M. Smucker is out with better than expected quarterly sales and profits this morning. What's interesting here is that the company lifted its full year profit outlook, which isn't something we have seen recently from others in the packaged food space, due in large part to inflationary pressures. Let's check in with J.M. Smucker CEO Mark Smucker. Yahoo Finance's Brooke DePalma is here as well. Good morning to you both. Mark, you mentioned in the earnings release that you took initial pricing reactions. What has been the consumer response to those?
Well, actually, as you know, there's been a tremendous amount of inflation, and that is driven not only by input costs, but also just the challenges in the supply chain. But like many companies, we are accustomed to moving on price based on our underlying costs. And so we have taken several price increases across our entire business and our portfolio, and those have been passed through. And realistically, our consumers have accepted them, and we have not seen downward pressure on the elasticities that we would have normally expected. So it has gone very well.
Good morning, Mark. This past week, coffee prices surged to a seven-year high as Americans really do face inflationary pressures overall. Now, in J.M. Smucker's portfolio, coffee saw an 8% increase compared to a year ago, and that was led by both Dunkin' and Cafe Bustelo. Are consumers still drinking their coffees at home and trying to avoid those inflationary pressures?
Absolutely. In fact, our entire business benefits from folks having stayed at home and continuing to stay at home as we go back to a new normal where folks will probably work more time from home than away from home or in the office. And that benefits because our products are consumed at breakfast and lunch primarily. And then, of course, our pet snacks business is how we treat our pets at home. So all of those businesses are strong, coffee specifically as well. 72% of coffee consumption occasions take place at home, and that is up from about 65% pre-pandemic. So clearly, our growth across all of our coffee brands is being helped by that dynamic.
And Mark, you have a fairly sizable international business. Have you seen an acceleration in growth there recently, just given what we have seen with COVID cases picking back up in Europe?
So our business, Brian, is primarily North America. Our international business is primarily an export business, and it's not really in Europe. So our business is very much concentrated on this continent. The Canadian business, which is reasonably sizable, continues to do reasonably well, and the dynamics are very similar to here. I think at the end of the day, the success that we have enjoyed over these past several quarters is in large part due to our ability to react quickly to supply chain and labor challenges, and then the combination of both new marketing capabilities and sales execution capabilities, even at the store level. So the combination of those factors is what has allowed us to maintain our momentum.
Mark, and on those labor challenges, Uncrustables announcing a third production facility is going to be coming this coming year. How exactly are you recruiting and maintaining talent to really meet this huge demand of Uncrustables? We saw the 30th consecutive growth this past quarter.
Sure. Our Uncrustables is clearly one of our most important growth engines for our company. And our strategy is to continue to shift our portfolio and invest in those portions of the business that can grow, like Bustelo and Dunkin', like Milk-Bone Dog Biscuits. But Uncrustables is truly the shining star in that it has grown 30 consecutive quarters. We are still building out our second plant, which once that is complete and it is up and running, we will have exceeded our initial goal of $500 million in sales. And the third plant that you referenced in Alabama, which we will break ground on in a couple months, will eventually get us over to $1 billion. And so that brand has a ton of runway, and we will continue to invest in it.
Mark, real quickly before we let you go, Petco's CEO told us last week they have noticed an uptick in cat adoptions in recent months. Have you seen any noticeable change in sales of Meow Mix?
Meow Mix has been one of our other bright spots. Again, that is a very strong brand, and we have continued to invest in marketing and consumer marketing across our entire portfolio, and Meow Mix is one of those benefiting. So there are new advertisements, both digitally and on mainstream television, that have continued to support that brand, and it's seen high single-digit growth. So another success story.
All right, well noted there. James Smucker, CEO, Mark Smucker, happy Thanksgiving to you. Good to see you. Yael Finds is Brooke De Palma. Good to see you as well.